Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're looking at two high court judgments which were handed down today in the matter brought by the opposition CCC challenging the legality of self-appointed Interim Secretary General Sengezo Shabangu. The other case involved the barring of CCC members to participate in the forthcoming by-elections to be held this Saturday. But first, several universities in the United States are taking measures to prevent and address incidents of antisemitism and Islamophobia related to the Israeli-Hamas war. VOA's Veronica Blandaris Iglesias spoke with several students who favor freedom of speech with certain limits.
While strongly condemning Islamophobic incidents, including last month's shooting of three Palestinian-American students in Vermont, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer last week decried how Hamas's terrorist attack in Israel 2 months ago has led to a sudden spike in anti-Semitism in the United States.
In general, Jewish Americans represent 2% of the U.S. population. Yet, we are the targets of 55% of all religion-based hate crimes recorded by the FBI. The Anti-Defamation League estimates that anti-Semitic incidents have increased nearly 300% since October 7th.
The White House this week condemned a December 3rd pro-Palestinian rally outside an Israeli-American-owned falafel restaurant in Philadelphia, where protesters chanted slogans alleging genocide. Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro reposted a video of the incident on X, formerly known as Twitter, that VOA cannot independently verify. And the Anti-Defamation League found that nearly 3 in 4 Jewish college students reported experiencing anti-Semitism in a recent survey. On Tuesday, the presidents of 3 private U.S. universities testified before Congress about the gravity of the problem and their efforts to keep students safe.
We have increased security measures, expanded reporting channels, and augmented counseling, mental health, and support services.
Where we have identified individuals who have committed these acts in violation of either policy or law, we initiate disciplinary proceedings and engage law enforcement.
We have launched an MIT-wide effort called Standing Together Against Hate. It will emphasize both education and community building, especially in our residence halls. In addition to fighting anti-Semitism, it will address Islamophobia, also on the rise and also underreported.
George Mason University's Paul Olvin says the school has seen almost weekly protests on campus related to the Israel-Hamas war.
Our faculty are providing teach-ins and colloquia that people are invited to learn more and better understand the context of what's happening on the other side of the world, and hopefully to bring better understanding and civil discourse to this.
Several George Mason students told VOA they favor freedom of expression in universities with certain limits.
As long as they're not like explicitly calling for the bombing of Gaza or the removal of Israeli civilians, I'm all for it.
If you have negative views about a certain population, I would technically prefer like if those views just kept to yourself.
My freedom of expression cannot interfere with your freedom of expression. My view cannot be more valued than your view. We all need to be able to talk and express our views like peacefully.
If people are starting to like call each other slurs and being like, you know, racist, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, you know, that's where you draw the line.
The students also say whether tensions rise or fall on college campuses across the United States greatly depends on how the situation in the Middle East evolves. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Fairfax, Virginia.
And now back to our main topic. In a case brought by the CCC to the High Court challenging the legality of Sengezo Shabangu in matters related to that party, Justice Tawanda Chitapi today ruled that self-appointed Secretary General of the opposition CCC, Sengezo Shabangu, has no right to represent CCC, the party, and to recall lawmakers and councillors. Speaking on the outcome of the case, CCC lawyer Agent Igumbo had this to say.
Right. Thank you very much. Today, there were two orders that were handed down, or judgments that were handed down by the High Court. In fact, one was by Justice Chitapi, and that order effectively what it did was to interdict Sengezo Shabangu from acting or representing himself as a leader of the CCC. In any capacity, it also interdicted him in from writing, purporting to recall members of parliament, members of council, sponsored by the CCC, until such a time that an action against him, which seeks to challenge his authority, filed by the CCC, is determined by the High Court of Zimbabwe. And that matter is already pending before the High Court, and until that matter has been determined, our MPs are safe from the onslaught. Our councillors are safe from the onslaught. Equally, there was another order that was granted to Sengezo Shabangu and his outfit by Justice Katio. And what this order essentially seeks to do is to remove from the ballot paper our candidates who are to participate in the 9 December by-election. We have since lodged an appeal against that decision, which we believe and sincerely hold ourselves to this truth, that it is a queer judgment, it is an irregular judgment, it is a weird judgment. And for those reasons, we have lodged an appeal to the Supreme Court to challenge the legality, to challenge the correctness, to challenge the regularity of that decision. You know, one thing that should, I should let the people of Zimbabwe know is in that judgment, Justice Katio seeks to interdict from the election people who are not even supposed to be on the ballot paper, people who are not even participating in the by-election. There were 23 respondents. Only 8 of the respondents are participating in the by-election. But in a weird chain of events, the judge just interdicted all the 22 respondents. And for those reasons and many more, we have appealed that decision and suspended the operation of the decision. Our candidates are participating in the election. They will be in the ballot paper. And we encourage the people of Zimbabwe to go out in their numbers and vote for change and for the second time defeat ZANU-PF.
That there was CCC lawyer Agent Igumbo in Harare. In another case that was before the High Court today, Justice Katio ruled in favor of Sengezo Shabangu's application to have CCC lawmakers struck off the 9th of December by-election ballot on the pretext that their nomination was unlawful. One of the lawyers representing Sengezo Shabangu, Qubani Sithole, gives an update about what happened in court and the way forward.
This is a brief press release about what transpired in court in the last 48 hours. There have been 2 applications that have been filed at the High Court. One was to the effect that the Interim Secretary General of CCC should be interdicted from further recalling members of CCC from Parliament and Senate, as well as local government. That order has been granted as per Justice Chitapi. And then the second application was for CCC and its first secretary to have the names of expelled former members of CCC, their names being removed from the ballot. And that application has been granted this morning. The net effect of it, as it is a declaratory order, is that their names should not appear on the ballot in the next by-election set for the 9th of this month.
Okay, we heard that they are preparing an appeal or they are filing an appeal. Is there any implication to the High Court ruling?
Not at all. The reason being that it is a declaratory order and therefore an appeal does not suspend its execution.
that there was one of the lawyers representing Sengezo Shabangu, Kobani Sithole in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we're discussing about the High Court judgments regarding the legality of Sengezo Shabangu and the non-participation of recalled CCC members in the forthcoming by-elections this Saturday. And to discuss this issue, we are going to have four guests today, two in Zimbabwe and one in the UK and one here in the United States. But we'll start off with our guest from Zimbabwe. We actually have the CCC lawyer, Agency Gumbo, and we also have Mr. Sengezo Shabangu's lawyer, Kobani Sithole, and then we'll switch over to our Skype guest, who are Dr. Masimba Mabaza and Tawanda Jokora. So we'll start off with you in Zimbabwe. I will start off with you from CCC. We saw you speaking earlier on that the MPs should go ahead and participate in this election on Saturday. What's the way forward now? Mr. Gumbo, if you can come on the line.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for having me on this platform. And maybe just to quickly jump into the events of the day, where we, you know, today received the handing down of two very, significant judgments. Number one, the judgment being delivered by Justice Chitapi, which essentially interdicts Mr. Sengezo Shabangu from representing himself as a leader of the Citizen Coalition for Change, and in that effect, interdicting him from writing any declaration to the Speaker of Parliament or Senate, and also to the Minister of Local Government, to the effect of recalling members of the CCC from Parliament and Council. That process has been interdicted by the High Court. But equally, we had a judgment by Justice Castillo, wherein he upheld an application, or granted an application, rather, by Mr. Sengezo Shabangu and his CCC, where they seek to remove from the ballot paper our CCC candidates who have been duly nominated to participate in the 9th December by-election. And, the sentiments and comments we passed earlier were based on the fact that there is an appeal that has been filed in respect of that order, an appeal that has been filed. And the essence of that appeal is that it suspends the operation of the said order by Justice Castillo, meaning that our candidates will remain on the ballot paper, meaning that our candidates will participate on the by-election that is scheduled for the 9th of December. I know there is a sentiment, or there is put out there, that the order granted today was a declaratory order, which is not affected by the appeal that has been filed. I must say with respect that that view is flawed. That view exposes a lack of understanding of our laws, and that view is totally ignorant of the findings and pronouncement of the court of this land, particularly in the judgment granted by the court in the Musa Kika versus Lukmanala case. And I intimated earlier on that sometimes what is good for the goose is also good for the gander, because you remember Zimbabwe, you remember well that there was once a time where a declaratory order was appealed against it. And when, Mr. Musa Kika sought to have an order for contempt of court against Chief Justice Lukmanala, the court upheld a common law position and a position from the South African jurisprudence that is in a declaratory order where it carries a consequential relief. A declaratory order will and can be suspended by the notice of an appeal against the said decision. So we obviously, from this summary of what the law is, one can then denote that the finding of the appeal by the Citizen Coalition for Change and the 22 respondents, or 22 appellants now, suspends the operation of Justice Katia's decision, meaning that the election will go on. And I will say unequivocally that the decision by Justice Katia is challenged. You know, it's flawed legally. It's flawed in terms of its, how it exhibits a lack of appreciation of the factual disposition of the matter, which was before the court. And for those reasons and those grounds, we have challenged it. Of course, the reasons for that judgment were not yet been delivered.
Thank you so much. There, Mr. Gumbo, please stay on the line. I will switch over now to you, Mr. Sithole, who is representing Mr. Sebenzo Shabangu. Give us your take. You've just heard there what Mr. Gumbo is saying about this Saturday's by-election, but we heard you talking about the ruling earlier on and what it means. What does it mean for you and your client?
Right. The first thing that I have to state is that I represent CCC. Together with its first secretary, the interim secretary, Sengezo Chabangu. So the correct position is that I represent CCC together with its interim secretary general, Sengezo Chabangu. That's the starting point. Right. As of yesterday, but one, if my memory serves me well, Mr. Egumbo made an application for joining into the proceedings, which proceedings were held yesterday and the judgment delivered today, where our client intended to have the expelled members of CCC names removed from the ballot paper into a by-election which is due on Saturday or any other date that is proclaimed by the president. So that application was successful. But what came out in court yesterday, interestingly, and for the first time, is that the Gumbo introduced, Mr. Gumbo introduced another triple C.
What do you mean by that?
He came up with a constitution that he introduced another CCC, where he says that Nelson Chamisa is the sole person who runs it, who administers it, and nobody else other than him. So there's that kind of a constitution, which constitution we have impeached, which we will continue impeaching because it is foreign to us. Fast forward. A decision has been made, and that decision is a declaration, right? And my learned brother there seems to suggest that an appeal has been filed. Unfortunately, we have not been served. And we heard about the appeal being filed this morning, and who have been waiting for such up until this hour. Whether that suspends the decision of the quota call is subject to debate. And by the way, I have not had instructions from the client, and we are waiting for them to argue that that decision of appealing to the Supreme Court suspends the decision of the quota court in a declaration. We are waiting for that, and we'll shock them. Because they are misleading the business. They are misleading the world, and they've continued doing so. They have been doing so since time immemorial. One of the things that is very interesting is that initially when we went to court, where a decision was made, which decision was taken to Supreme Court and struck off the roll, they were saying they didn't know Zengezo Chabang. They were saying he is not a member of CCC. Yesterday, a different narrative was brought into force, and that narrative is being perpetuated even today. That no, Zengezo Chabang is an interim secretary general of another CCC. Surely you can't be taking different positions as you go, depending on how, you know, convenient your argument is when you take that kind of a position. That is unfortunate. But in any event, we are going to litigate to the best of our ability. We are going to expose. We are going to expose those that want to give a wrong impression. He is known to be the interim secretary general of the CCC. He has signed for members, nomination papers for members in ACAS election. Why would then, because there is a problem within the party, why would these people now want to pretend as if this guy is a foreigner, this guy is an imposter? Actually, they even made a report at the police station suggesting that he's a fraudster. All these kind of things, they're not telling you that they were also misleading the nation. But now, I have said, it is a political matter, it's a political question that is clouding the court at the end of the day. Not that we are scared to represent him to the best of our ability. We are aware that we have got a good case. And as much as I would want, yes.
Thank you there. If you can just please hold on. I'll now turn over to our Skype guests. We have Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Mr. Mabaza, you're hearing there the two lawyers battling it out. What's your say as ZANU-PF as we wait for these elections that are supposed to be on Saturday?
The first point I need to raise here is the judgment by Judge Katio. The judgment by Judge Katio, the decision was quite proper. The reasons given to us today by the CCC lawyer, he says he's going to appeal because the judgment was queer and was weird. Those are not legal grounds for appealing a decision. Again, the reasoning thing, the simple reasoning, the judge said if these MPs were recalled because they ceased to be members of CCC, they cannot come back and try to be re-elected under the same party which has recalled them. There has to be proof that they have now been readmitted back to that party. Without that proof, there will be no reason whatsoever for them to go up and appear on the ballot box representing the party which has withdrawn them. If you look again at the other point of the whole issue, up to now, CCC had failed to do the reasonable thing. If Chabang was not part of them, they would have in any way fired him from CCC. Now, coming to the judgment of Justice Chitapi, Justice Chitapi had interdicted Chabang from making further recallings and further representations of CCC. That came after the judgment of Justice Katio, which means the judgment of Justice Katio as of today is 10. So on Saturday, the CCC MPs or those who are purported to be CCC MPs cannot stand. They will not be able to be voted for. If they are, it will be a nullity because they have not been elected by their party, and their Secretary General, Mr. Chabangu, had said no to that, and that will stand. Whether Chabangu can represent CCC again from now on is a different story. That is going to be dealt with the judgment given by Justice Justice Kitapi. So if you look at the two judgments, they don't contradict. Kitapi deals with what happens from now on forward. And Katio deals with what happens from now on to the elections on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying what happened before that, it is wrong. So
thank
I know
you.
We'll be hearing Jokora saying the justice system is compromised. No, it is not. This is the most fairest judgment we had ever seen in our country. And I'll say big up to Katio.
Thank you there. Tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vamasimba mavaza vebato rezanopf vadzokora mungoti tida kuti tiende kuna vagumbo vari paground to things kuti zvakamira sei. Motipo pfungwa dzenyu pane zvabuda nasi.
You know, it's unfortunate we sit here as if everything is okay, everything is normal, discussing this situation that is abnormal, as if it's a normal situation. It's not normal. What is happening in Zimbabwe? You know, Mr. Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF have made Zimbabwe a laughing stock of the region, a laughing stock of the world. What they are doing, because ZANU-PF so badly wants a two-thirds majority, they've thrown our country into a constitutional crisis. They've thrown our country into a parliamentary crisis. There's nothing happening in our parliament right now. And as you are seeing today, they've thrown the nation into a judiciary crisis. Two judgments are being given by two different judges. Judgments that are contradictory to each other. It's very unfortunate. We have a government that is masquerading. We have a group of people that are masquerading as a government, and a president who is masquerading as a president. But he is not a president. There is no president who would let the country deteriorate to where we are today. But of course, our lawyer was saying here, as a Triple C, as members of the citizen movement, we are prepared for the election, and our people should just go in numbers and vote en masse and defeat ZANU-PF one more time. And of course, if there happens to be no election, if they say there is no election, then there shouldn't be an election. The people of Zimbabwe...
Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. Thank you, Mr. Jokora.
At all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think I'd like now to go to Mr. Gumbo, who is on the ground, because we heard there from Mr. Sithole, who was saying that they have not yet received papers from Triple C. So let's hear from Mr. Gumbo. Have you filed your petition, as you said earlier on?
The petition has been filed, and Mr. Sithole is a lawyer, and he will understand that he will be fair. When he said, and definitely we are not filing an appeal just for show or for gain. The same papers will be served to him at the appropriate time. But that process has been undertaken, and I can assure the people of Zimbabwe and the people of the world that indeed that process has been undertaken, because we can't let such pronouncements go unchallenged, because they are pronouncements that seek to affect or to subvert democratic tenets and the constitutional process in this country. So obviously, because we believe in the Constitution, we will undertake every constitutional process to ensure that we vindicate and assert our rights as a movement. You know, it's very insincere that, my brother lawyer there would say, my brother Sole would my little brother Sole, that we came to court to introduce a new Triple C. No, what came to court, my client, is a real Triple C.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Gumbo. I think, this topic, if we can, we're going to try to bring it up again because the by-elections are on Saturday, so everybody is trying to understand what's going to happen. But thank you to my guest there. And that brings us to the end of our show. And signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.